All right, one more hour to go here. One more hour to go. This is Project Review with Q. I'm encouraging you to join me again for one more hour. Call in. We want to see your projects. Get a prescription subscription so that we know how to get a hold of you. I know everybody's been waiting for a call, but we're putting them in batches. We're going to get you eligible so that me, the administrator, doesn't have to do the administration. So being cheerful about that, really serious about getting you help and support. Keep sending your projects in. And thank you for the people.space educating so many individuals about where we're going, where we've been. And can't wait to see your calls this whole hour. Call in about any topic you want. We love it. And I love the tough ones. You can ask me any question you want. You can talk about whatever you want. I just want to be help and support. Let's see if the Steadfast BBS is ready for me so far. It looks like we do have a few. We're going to talk to – looks like line two is first. Oh, Zoja's back. I like that. Sue from Australia on line two. The bank has gone bankrupt but is still requesting I pay mortgage. Sue from Australia, you're on line two. This must be about homesteading.
Thank you, Q.
Thank you, Sue. We could start a band. We'll call it Susie Q.
My name's Jeff. Name's Snow.
Oh, I want to hear this story. This sounds good. Did BBS get it right? You're dealing with a bankrupt bank but still requesting payment. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's right. So
can you tell me the name of the bank?
Westpac.
Did you say Westpac?
Yes, Westpac, yes.
Okay, good. Go ahead. Tell me your story. I want to hear this. Mermaid's going to love this one.
Okay. So I have not paid my mortgage for 3 years for my rental property and have ignored any attempt by Westpac to contact me. So as a result of that, the Westpac commenced proceedings to recover possession of my property last November. So they're still waiting for the High Court decision. The reason why I haven't paid mortgage was because I have got two documents. One document is called public notice. It's about the bank sold the mortgage to JP Morgan. But the bank has not informed us because the bank was worried that if they have informed its customer, it will cause title protection event and will cause a collapse of trust. That's why the Westpac has not informed its customers. So that's one document. The second document is the bankruptcy of Westpac, and they haven't told us. So I was wondering what law did the Westpac break? They should inform its customers about the bankruptcy and that they sold mortgage to JP Morgan. And then,
okay.
But not only haven't they told me, they took me to court. So that's what I want to know.
All right. So a great, great question. Very granular. But it is important to see how, I want to remind you, there is no high court in Australia. You can take that to the bank, okay? There are only very little courts in Australia.
Great. That's good to know. Yeah.
It's a running joke. Okay. So you're stating that, so Westpac did find a buyer, but it really should be called a bailout. And so do you mind if I ask a couple questions?
Sure.
Okay, so when the bank went into it owed its creditors or financial troubles, went bankrupt, did you claim bankruptcy concurrently?
No, I didn't.
Okay, but and the bank did and got bailed out. Was it somewhere in 2024? I think it was in the summer.
No, earlier than that.
It was a little bit earlier.
Yeah, it was earlier.
Okay, can you tell me why they have not foreclosed on you?
I got a letter from the law firm that they're waiting for high court decision. So the high court not make decision yet.
And in the meantime, you don't pay them any money, correct?
No, I haven't paid for 3 years, no.
Okay. Are you able to talk to the bank?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
So
yes.
What I mean by that is, can you create a resolution with them?
Okay. Okay. Tell me about resolution. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the banks only want to stay in business if they have customers. Make sense? All right. So you can really, really drag this thing out a long time if you start a resolution agreement of some kind. But in the meantime, your Australian brothers and sisters are putting together a homestead and land patenting process for you right now. And on the Australian section of BBS Radio Homesteading, if you start reading that and get up to speed, I'm pretty sure we're going to have a solution for you to homestead in a mortgage that's going south. And you probably won't have these problems, but we need a little more. We have to put a little more energy towards it, if you understand me. But resolution agreements with banks, they really like it because they didn't lose their customer, and it costs them a lot of money to foreclose on a home. A lot of energy.
Right.
So they really want to make, they have their customer sitting right there. So I suggest, most of the lawyers that you've heard come on the radio from Australia, they're happy to take a phone call from you and steer you or suggest something around resolution. Not an offer and compromise per se like we do in America, but certainly you can start the game all over again with them while you concurrently go ahead and homestead your home. Does that help a little bit?
Does.
Cool. Any other questions?
How do I get resolution? Sorry. How do I get resolution with the bank? I'm not clear on that.
I like when people talk to their representation first. And you don't need to take my words as the gospel. God, that was funny. So the bank can go bankrupt, but you can't. So all I'm getting at is, create some kind of just communication with high frequency beings. We are really powerful.
Yeah.
If we just ask really nicely, what can I do in this situation? I didn't intend to do this. And I notice you guys are in trouble too. And just how do we work with this? So I like it when you talk to, you know, people who do this for a living over me and then see how it goes, if that's okay.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really helpful.
Feel free to call anytime you want. Thank you for your call. Thank you, Sue from Australia Online, too. All right, moving on, BBS. Thank you. Zoja from New York on line 3, the Black Sun. This ought to be good. Zoja on line 3, are you there?
Beautiful. Thank you. How are you?
My great love to you. Thanks for calling in. I see you had fun listening to your girlfriend.
Which girlfriend?
Anyway, never mind. It's a long story. What is this Black Sun question? What do you got?
Okay, I'll ask you that next week.
Okay.
I see. I know what you're saying. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful travels to Mermaid as well.
Yeah, she's really close by, but we make fun of each other when we're not, we wear the same underwear, so it's tricky to her to go somewhere else. You know, we share everything.
At the same time? You wear it at the same time?
At the same. We're like Siamese twins, so it's comedy. We really learn a lot from each other when we take the umbilical cords off each one of us. We go, this isn't fun at all, actually. It's really like we're very codependent. It's so, and we question that statement too. You're questioning the black sun.
Good thing she can stretch her arms. Good thing she can stretch her arms around places. You could reach for the water or something.
Yeah. I ask her to breathe for me sometimes, you know.
I'm sure you both have so much fun.
Let's be careful. Be careful now.
Okay. Let me focus. Oh, so last week you confirmed that I met you on the beach. So when I was with the dolphin. So it's you who placed this topic in me, and it's been on my question list for a long time. So you mentioned the black sun to me. And when I left, I'm like, I don't know anything about the black sun. And then synchronistically, a couple days later, this video comes in my lap and the lady says, so I'm asking if this is accurate. She said, behind the sun is a black sun. And the black sun is a stargate of our universe and a travel hub of our universe. Is there any truth to that? Or what is the black sun?
Okay, so there was a... there was a musician, Chris Cornell, Soundgarden, who sang a song, forgive me if you've already aware of this, called Black Hole Sun. The chorus goes, won't you come, Black Hole Sun, won't you come? Okay, and Chris Cornell is no longer with us. And he would have been, let's see, he would have been 50, I think he would have been 60, maybe this month. Anyway, so... there is truth to some of it, but it moves. Okay, so it's changing orientation. So it's going to try, your eclipse is opposing it too. So when you see the moon go in front of your sun, you could actually say that works the same way. Don't you think it's odd that source coming through here, your sun, cold fusion, coming through, is getting cut off by a moon? Don't you find that a little odd?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look what it's like not on this planet in this type of universe per se. What if I told you you never had night before you got here? You never went to sleep. That's how far down the road you are here, and that's why you hear me mince my words. Can we grow the light here? Or can we just get out of here and go back to the light and or a place that has more light is a suggestion. I don't want to put an absolute to answer your question, but I'm okay with the information. Pretty close. But never forget that the orientation of that technology can be changed and manipulated for the better. What's your other question?
Okay, just because Stargate was in the news a lot today, so.
I can put a Stargate on a planet too. I can put a vortice, portal technology. All orbs that are coming into your area, you could claim that is a portal technology per se. Where is it coming from? What's in the orb? You see all the hay fields with patterns in them. The orbs are coming in, and you have no idea if it's good or bad. So there's a lot of technology you can do that with, correct?
So also with the sun cue, I've mentioned about the sun aura before, and you discussed that in my area. I saw it again recently attempting to come out, and I was curious because you mentioned about it's not my field of expertise or knowing, so I just connect with the sun in my heart and talk to Ra that way. But I do observe that rainbow attempting to come out. Is there anything I could do to grow the light more? Just being present with the light is enough? Or my observation of that rainbow is there are always planes trying to cover it up. So I know it's something to take note of.
Yeah, so your participation and our awareness is how we see it. So when you use more of your core, your heart center, the light, you're going to get more of it. That it's as simple as that. So we don't put absolution to it. It's just the more you gravitate towards it, the more presence we will have and you will have of it is where we would like to stay.
Okay, good. And it's beautiful that you added when you look into the sun, that's the creation light chip. Ah, yes, I see the colors there every time I look into the sun. So that was really cool.
It's more your attachment to it. How does a plant grow? How does your hair grow? How do your fingernails grow? It's your true association with the, you can see the delineation of it leaving you every night. You can see that there are issues there. Why is the sun going down? Because we're working really hard to get away from it. It may be one argument. Something's trying to stop us from having sun 24 hours a day, et cetera, et cetera. We work hard on making sure Ra gets a lot of sun. Because it really grows all our capabilities. So that's one idea you could look at.
Yeah, super healing. And just a last piece to throw in, because you mentioned tech and cell phones on the last show, which was great, by the way, with the ladies. And I read when my children were younger, and I was really concerned. I just knew where it was going. And I found a man who wrote a book about tech, and he called it addiction, and even had clinics for people who were addicted. And his solution essentially was this, what you say, go in nature. Was the only thing he found that helped with kids and adults addicted to tech. He had some interesting stories.
Very cool. What are you going to do with that information?
Well, I use the information to try and do my best with my children when they were young to keep them away from it and keep them.
Great.
That's going to
help so many people.
Yeah.
Just telling your kids to read a book doesn't work anymore, does it?
No. Well, they're young adults now, so.
Yeah.
They're on.
But you know what I mean. You can't just.
Yes, I do.
Go read Piggly Wiggly. Not going to happen.
Exactly. All right. Thank you so much for taking my call on Zoe's Q.
Thank you. I need you. You're the help I need because you're showing life from your perspective to others. And that's all we'll ever need is just that collaboration. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm always here for you. So
my love to you.
My love to you.
All right. Thank you for the call. All right. Well, let's get over. Okay. That was New York. So we're going to move on to next call is line four. Kelly from Oregon on line four. What we need versus what we want. Oh, this ought to be good. This should be rich.
Oh, I'm so excited to follow my
everything? I wanted everything.
I want it all. I want it all. I want it all.
I'm so excited to follow
my little hussy angel sister.
Yeah, I want it now.
Well, here's my question. I've been pulling on this for a little while. So when we come in here, well, I guess I'll just say it this way. Do we need to breathe or do we want to breathe? Do we need to drink water or do we want to drink water? Everything here, isn't it just what we want to experience? So I'm trying to figure out what the delta is between those two. And yeah, I'm following up on what you and Sunshine were talking about with the like the co-op collaboration, whatever. And you kind of ended on, you know, just make sure you say what you need. So now I'm a little confused.
Okay, so it's tricky with the English language, so forgive me if you can on playing with the words. What it looks like from our core, our light, is when we need something to sustain life in many cases, in your example of water and procreation and whatever else, when we need something, it doesn't have a gap in it. It doesn't stall. when we want something, we know that was created from the mind is the best I can do. So when you really need shelter, eventually shelter is going to show up, even if it wasn't right on time from your mind's point of view. So that's the best I can do is when you truly need something, it does show up for you.
Okay. I know that to be true. Yes.
Have you ever been without water on the planet? But you've been without money.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm trying to get at. Most animals, domestic animals, they don't worry about food showing up every night. Flowers, you know, cats will leave a home if they don't get fed. They'll go find food somewhere. Plants, they don't worry about what they need versus want. It just shows up. The sun comes up again, and et cetera, et cetera. That's what I'm doing my best to explain. Any other questions, Kelly?
We talk about inspiration, and I live in that realm for the most part and just do what I want when I want, what I'm inspired to do. But there's time kind of between inspirations where it's a little, I, for lack of a better word, just I get kind of bored. Do you get bored? What is that?
Oh, bored. Don't get bored here at all. No, I would not understand that word in most cases. I would not understand that word. No. Yeah, BBS, I'm not getting any. I'm not getting any Kelly stuff now. Is it on my side or your side, BBS?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear. That's better. That's better. Sound like a commercial.
How about now?
That's a little better.
Yeah, there's just there's this between things. Sometimes it's between things where I'm like, I'm not sure exactly what I'm inspired to do. And it's just programming.
Now you just nailed it. Wait a minute. You just nailed it. I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not sure is real quality for me. I'm not sure what the next step should be. Is that fair?
Yeah, that could be fair.
Yeah, that
so you're
one's
just
fun.
Don't.
And that is a section of confusion saying, wait a minute, I need to take care when I make this next decision because you're analyzing it too at the same time. Is that fair?
That's fair. Yeah.
Deliberation is tricky. So if you don't deliberate, might be a suggestion. Yeah. Don't overanalyze it. Don't overthink it. Don't look at it 50 different ways. I'm not going to do anything. I get bored. Would be mind energy, wouldn't it? I get bored is not an emotion that you ever have had. Mm-hmm. I hope that helps. I'm having a tough time hearing you, Kelly. I'm going to have to move on to the next call. Sorry about that. Hope somebody heard that out there. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. Kelly, keep calling back, though, because we have had good reception from you many times. And it might be on our end. All right. Let's see if we can move on. BBS Radio. Tessa from New Zealand on line 5. Birthmarks. Tessa from New Zealand. Are you on there?
Hi, Q. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I believe you're from New Zealand. You sound like
I am.
I can't.
I'm a Dutch Kiwi.
All right, what's going on? What's going on from an
Okay,
Oslo?
I was listening to in New Zealand, Central North Island.
Yeah.
I was listening to a show of yours with Usher. Probably in late 2023, and you spoke about birthmarks at the nape of our necks, which I have, and so does my family and my son. And I was just wondering if you could elaborate on that a bit, what it means.
Okay. You know why black people have white hands?
Because they wear gloves.
Because that's where they put them on the painting pads, and then they painted the rest of them. Okay,
I just find it unusual that we all had it. Yeah.
Okay, so there's a couple. These are broad statements, so don't standardize that this is how it works every time. Okay, is that all right?
Yep.
Okay, so birthmarks have happened coincidentally, synchronistically, and engineered and constructed at the same time. So there was a group of geneticists, at least in this type of mammal, and they thought it would be fun to own a certain section of genetics. So they wanted to mark them so that they wouldn't get stolen, hindered, corrupted from the other people who are doing exactly the same thing. So there are a set of there's a set of style of birthmarks that say, don't touch this one. I'm trying to make it perfect. There's a certain set of birthmarks on some of us that says, this one's mine. These are mine. There's many different versions of birthmarks and why they have value to the geneticists that create them. Some are mistakes. Some are synchronistic and spontaneous. But for the most part, there's two or three styles of birthmarks on the back of people's necks and on their heads. Most of those geneticists wanted ownership of that type of human so that they could make them evolve the way they wanted to. So I'll go that far. Usually the people who have birthmarks that are visible on the neck or otherwise, someone's trying to get visibility to it. I'll go at least that far. Do you have any other questions?
I do. I've got a friend here in New Zealand in Auckland that you've spoken to twice. She's in the education system. She's setting up the school template. So mm-hmm. Her name is Tony.
I remember.
She's been very unwell. Yeah, so she's been very unwell for the last 2 weeks and asked me to call in if you could send her some healing.
And all right, we'll do it right now.
Today.
Command Prime Creation. Now, you say her name.
Yeah, Tony.
Okay, again, you're going to do it with me. I know her name. You're Tony.
Okay, so, sorry.
Okay, we command Prime Creation.
We command Prime Creation.
To heal and balance.
To heal and balance.
Say the name.
Tony Plant.
Okay.
Tony Plant.
We command Prime Creation.
We command Prime Creation.
To heal and balance.
To heal and balance.
Tony, count after me. Five.
Tony. Five.
Four.
Four.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Two.
One.
One.
Now.
Now.
Good job. Okay, outstanding job. Okay, now get her to do the same thing.
Okay.
All right. Have a beautiful time.
So
my great love to you.
Thank you so much. Love you both, you and Ra. Thank you.
Have a beautiful day. Okay, let's see. What do we got next? Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, New Zealand. I wonder if she eats Kiwis. Never mind. Inside joke. Kelly from Arizona on line six. Let's see. What is this one? Am I right? Yeah, Kelly on line six. Or do I have the wrong list? Nope, I have the right list. Kelly from line six was wondering if you knew why the last time you talked, they got disconnected. Kelly on line six, are you there?
Yes. And I don't want to correct my name because you're gonna give them guys a hard time. But it's Shelly.
I have to live. I have to live for this.
So.
I live. This is my only humor.
Yeah.
The only
thing but I think I'm just thinking of changing my name.
When we end the call, I nail these guys because they're grinding their ass off. It's the only thing I got on them.
Okay, in their defense, I move around. I don't know what state I'm from, and so you know they can't keep track of who I am.
Got it.
Okay,
let me answer your question because of the topic we were talking about.
Yes, because all the topics today have led. I knew I was going to get through with this because everything's led up to this. The last time I talked to you on the radio, I had created a boogeyman. I'm in a motorhome. The guy popped a tent at my back door. And you didn't say, I'm sorry, I have to tell you, but I felt it. You had to tell me that I created him. Mm-hmm. Of course, I instantly knew who he was because I've been creating him over and over and over, right? So, yeah, but then on the phone call,
you're participating some way. You'll have to decide how that is. But I'm comfortable with the word courting, but somehow in the back of our head, we still are worried this person's out there. It might be one way to look at it or another way.
Okay. But he's not. He's just like a program playing in my head or something.
Total program.
I don't know.
We had one alien chasing me around that was showing up in different countries. So they're very creative.
Oh, I did have a guy from last winter show up in my new location and on a remote road. There he was, which,
yeah,
I'm on the Q train. We've seen it all. Okay, there's that guy.
yeah. But you don't even live in this country. We've seen plenty of it.
Okay, so then the conversation went to, I'd love to go door to door, and you said the most very scariest thing you could have ever said to me, and I'm wondering if your and me, my connection, are you telling me what it is I want you to tell me? Because what you said to me was, the whole world just heard what you said, and the call got disconnected.
Yep.
But was it me that disconnected? Because I thought it was the interference that you're always getting. But I didn't hang up the phone.
Okay, so part of it was that we're going to get to the bottom of things. And if I'm allowed to keep strategizing, collaborating with you, we're going to figure this out, because we're not going to do it with words. We're going to do it with our envisionment and in our entanglement of knowledge. So that's why these calls get dropped all the time when I'm doing the radio. We're not using our brain to figure these things out. We're knowing that if we can't keep interacting, you and I interact, and many others, that our core is going to put it together, and then you're going to make a different decision versus being on a timeline.
Okay, I have one more question, please.
Please.
Will you help me get rid of, I don't know what it is, whether it's according a program downloaded in my brain, what you call implants, I don't know, but my heart's desire, and it's interesting, the calls we've just had today, my heart's desire and passion is to be on the radio and the whole world hear what I have to say. But there's every single thing in my being that says, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be on stage. I don't want to do stage fright. I have stage fright. And Aloha, I knew today, she said, oh, is there anybody listening? I thought it was just you, me, and Sunshine talking. And I was like, thanks, Aloha. That's the only way I can do it.
Yeah, it's a great question and very beautiful question. Your passion to create is, you don't have to go any further than that, because the stage fright is definitely not you. The passion of qualifying the information you want to share, that you're telling us right there, you just want to do, and you fill in the blanks. Anything about doubt isn't you, I guarantee you that.
Yeah, so that's why I thought I wanted it removed. It's not a matter of
so
removing
that,
it.
Something's giving you doubt. You're savvy enough to figure this out. I command my spirit to destroy anything trying to give me doubt, as an example. I command my spirit to make sure I never have doubt again about my next decision. You're savvy enough to do whichever one way you want to go, wouldn't you say?
Okay. Yep. I'll do it. Yep. I am doing it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I can't wait to hear back from you when you go destroy the zombie people sneaking up on you. Thank you. Let's see. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. That was always really good calls. Shelley, not Kelly. Oh, PBS. Can't live with them. Can't live without them. Love them so much. All right. There's a bunch of questions coming in. We got, okay, I'll do my best to get to Toronto, Virginia, New York. Okay. Let's see. Let's see what we can do here. This one looks interesting because I've been badgering the Bible today. Mike from New York is on line two. Question on the Bible versus Genesis 1:26. I'll get to you, Sadine, by the way. Mike from New York on line two. Questions on the Bible versus Genesis 1:26.
Thank you for taking my call, Q.
Thank you. This should be thrilling.
Yeah, so I recently saw a two-part video with Billy Woodard in it, and he channeled his father, right, Zora, and Zora referenced this part of the Bible. And it, so it says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And Zora says that they left out a part in there that should say, and with our abilities. And I was just wondering if you could comment on that.
I will agree 100%. We could say they left out a lot more information than that, but okay, let's read it again and you'll see the misdirection. Depending on which version of Genesis 1:26 you read, maybe the New International Version or otherwise, but for the most part, I think we'd all agree that then God said, quote unquote, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. Now, if you look at the linguistics, you can see it's completely incomplete. Let us rule over the fish. You know that's off already.
Right.
So you're either missing a lot of definitions or someone's controlling the outcome of what a mankind, even that word is tricky, kind man would never rule over another being. So you're getting tricked for the most part. They left out a lot of information that we worked really, everyone worked really hard on saying, okay, I have a mind and I have a heart. Now, how am I supposed to act is about where all Bibles are for me. There shouldn't be any more words. Even that's too many words for me. So how am I have a lot of questions when the only question is your knowledge is just to experience life as a human. That's why I knock the Bible all the time, because why do we have all this lost understanding of ourselves of just going to express ourselves? Animals don't do this, do they?
No, absolutely not.
No, they don't. Any other questions? That's a great one. I'm glad you brought it forward today. That outstanding job, Mike.
Thank you. There is a question that I've been thinking of, and this is the only question that I've heard you not answer, and not because of some strategic issue. So I'll put it, Asha, put this question. Who was Christopher Columbus?
Christopher Columbus?
Yes.
So Christopher Columbus was hired to be – Captain Cook is in there. Christopher Columbus. These are all mercenaries to establish the slave trade, install syphilis, disease. They were, for me, just assassins. They were indoctrinating a system. Christopher Columbus, that spirit is still here today, still doing the same work, just a different capacity. The identity of that person isn't that important. It's just a ruse. It's just a lie. Did Christopher Columbus discover America, everyone? It's a fake. Christopher Columbus knew a tremendous amount of universal history. He knew Egyptian history. he's part of the gang. This is a thug.
Thank you.
And if I may, I can't say anymore. How else are you going to establish a slave trade if you can't get all the slaves over to Haiti? And look at Bermuda. I mean, it's a whole game. It's a silly game.
Thank you for that.
Any other questions?
Yes, one more question. Again, this one's coming from Zora. So Zora, when he was being channeled, said that he described different physical characteristics of the Ascension. And he said at mm-hmm. one point there will be light illuminating from the body, and at some point the body turns, I think he said, translucent. Mm-hmm. Will we see that here during our Ascension or not?
Again, it's up to I've gone on record many times. It's up to the individual to you really don't have a choice per se if you're becoming more human, as you call it, or light. Your crystalline body is going to win out. So I point the finger at if we didn't have the restrictions of DNA, you could do it effortlessly. If we can utilize this style of DNA, it's possible. I say our light is going to have to create that crystalline capacity through this DNA because the restrictions of DNA. So you'll probably hear Zora talk about 12 strands of DNA. If you want to put linear concepts to it, you can. But all I'm saying is the Merkaba that you see as a snowflake, go on for the people that says, if that would just come through the middle of your core, through your DNA, that's what he's doing his best to explain to you. You're going to become light again. So yes is the answer.
Thank you. And Billy wears off. I often see him with a band in front of his forehead, and he described that a little bit during the interview. Does the crown that's in the recent For the People .space post have similar qualities?
Yeah. So you can. So I have worn one of their crowns, and I appreciated it, but never underestimate that someone can take it and do something to it. So I can take a ring off your finger and impose black magic as example. So crowns are unique to the holder of the crown, and or in Zorea and Zora's case, their bands are part of them. That's them. It's not someone else's. They have a very unique relationship with it. It's not a thing to them. It's part of them. And it enhances what they want to accomplish.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Betcha. You have a beautiful day. Beautiful day, Mike. I always love Mike's calls. Very strong call. Very strong calls. All right. Let's see. Marilyn Monroe questions. Oh, I'll get to you, Sadine. I think Hawaii's on line one. I'm going to do Lauren first. Lauren from Virginia on line three. This is what she said, and I quote, Virginia Hussey wants to know more about the real story behind Marilyn Monroe. Lauren, are you there on line three?
Hi, Q. I'm Hi. Here.
I'm here. Where are you? Are you there or are you here?
Oh, I'm everywhere.
Don't we know
I'm
it?
Everywhere.
How else could your name's Lauren for God's sake? Oh, nobody gets my name. Okay, Lauren, tell us about this Marilyn Monroe story you got.
Okay, well, Q, I first off my love to the to mermaids. I love you, mermaids.
She's listening right now.
Connection. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you, mermaid. Oh, I love you. Thank you. So I was inspired today to sing the song by Marilyn Monroe. And, you know, I know I'm not like a professional singer, but I was just inspired and wanted to play. And so I was curious, what is the real story about Marilyn Monroe and, you know, versus what we've read and what we've been told? Anything that you could share on that?
Okay, so Marilyn Monroe, myself, a lot of other people, we figured out who we were. And so there was a lot of, so we got pig piled on, and I learned who that being was in a different body in this body now. So, and she slips out of my hand every single time, at least in the last 75 years. A light being that gets compromised, destroyed, many, many different stories. So when John and her hook up, it's not a romantic relationship like your tabloids are saying. It's, oh my gosh, I recognize you. I found, oh my gosh, we're light being. We know who we are. Okay, what do we do with it? And we gave her, she was our redundancy measure for a lot of not only the alien background, technology, how we got here, everything on ForThePeople.Space, Marilyn would have known. Everything about Area 51, Marilyn would have known. She's part of our team. So just because, and so she got bigger than life was actually one of the mistakes because she thought she's going to help. Well, what do you think? What do you think the media is going to do to her? What do you think Hollywood's going to do to her? So make no mistake, Marilyn Monroe is murdered. And so is John Kennedy, and count we can count the body bags even grander than that. This is us figuring out that we have light in us, and we need to help the world. Aren't you moved every time she spoke?
I feel her in me.
That's exactly correct, and so that's a light being. So we're going to have that resonance frequency associated with us. So I'm glad you recognize it.
Thank you. Q, I will say that just to help the listeners, when you get off the tech, you get away from the phone and you just go within and in peace, you will get a lot of your knowings that will come back to you. And the identity doesn't matter, but it just helps to build that, that muscle, that trust in yourself. So that is my great encouragement for people who are, you know, struggling with that. Just it's, you know, the first day or two, I'll say I did an experiment a couple of weeks ago and I got off a platform for a week and I was like, all right, let's see how I feel. The first day or two, you're like, oh, I wonder, you know, and then it's like you feel so amazing when you you don't care anymore. You are so complete and full in yourself that you don't need the external validation or the external stimulation to have that fullness within you. And it takes practice. So that is my great encouragement. I hope that helps the listeners. And Shelly, if you're listening, go for it, girl. It's so much fun doing a show. And, you know, this morning I was like, I don't really care if I sound bad or not. I'm just going to sing because I'm excited. And that's, you know, that's what I did. So I followed my heart. So I love
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot.
I love you.
Thanks
too.
A lot. Thank you so much. We had a big day today and BBS wants me to move on. I am so sorry to cut you off. Keep calling in though. You heal so many people. And I thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much for the call, Lauren. It's very important that you keep calling in. Sharon from Toronto, we're not going to get you today. So sorry. Why do we forget is your question. It's imperative so that we can go create. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you, all the callers. Thank you for the people.space. Couldn't do this without you. And thank you for the PRQ team. Keep calling and keep pulling on us. And thank you, my lovely mermaid. Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful day to you.